All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello to you all. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. It's a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures each and every day right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports in beautiful Rockford, Michigan. Not like in the downtown area, kind of like in the Hilljack area, if there is such a thing. Closer to Greenville than downtown Rockville. Downtown Rockford. 14 Mile Road is where they are at. Online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. If you're in the market for perhaps a golf cart, Yamaha golf cart. People love those Yamaha golf carts, either gas or electric. Not to mention motorcycles, go-karts, e-bikes, scooters, whatever you want. They have it all at Impact Power Sports, online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. I've gotten more than one bit of reconnaissance about another free beer HR violation. Chris K said, yeah, he was body shaming Maitland again. You know, he oftentimes will attack her about her breasts on the air. And I, you know, whatever. And so I guess it was described to me as Chris K sent along a text, because I was like, oh, well, boy, I wonder what happened there. He said they were taking one of those dumb quizzes, which just sound ridiculous when read. Are you a knife, fork, or a spoon? After a bunch of conversation, Freebeer got around to calling her a flat spoon. Bob follows up with similar comment while saying that Freebeer used to be, while saying that Freebeer used to like being argumentative and starting random fights with people back in the day. Freebeer continued to argue that he doesn't anymore. And Hot Wings said that kind of trait doesn't disappear like Freebeer's testosterone has. And that was right after what I wrote, or what Chris said was right after what... So that happened, and then what Chris said happened. I guess I don't get it. Freebeer said, I don't pick random fights with people. Okay. Freebeer continued to argue that he doesn't anymore, and Hot Wings then said that kind of trait doesn't disappear like Freebeer's testosterone has. I don't think his testosterone has disappeared. I think it's higher than ever. I mean, he's got, like, so much testosterone now. He's a man's man. So maybe I'm misunderstanding that joke line there. I'm sure you wrote it out fine. I just don't understand that, because Greg's made it very clear that he is a man's man. Megan says, yeah, you can tell by that bitchin' tattoo. Well, that and all of the nonstop sex that he has. Murder lover Linda says, doesn't testosterone contribute to muscle tone? He has none. Bob says hair and hair loss. Yeah, I don't know, man. It sounds like you guys are going hard on Freebeer today, and I don't know why you're doing that. I would never dream of that. Speaking of which, we busted out another rip-roaring edition of Who Are These Freebeers yesterday. And we do not, I know it sounds ridiculous, but we do not set out, we don't like start that show, Ben Glaze and myself, by saying, hey, let's just go after free beer. It just happens that way. In fact, all of Ben Glaze's clips were free beer related. And then most of mine were. And then at the end, I parked on a different topic. And it's becoming harder and harder to find clips. I mean, you actually have to. Free beer is the low-hanging fruit on that show. And I think that Ben and I are actually going to have our work is cut out for us. Because we're going to have to start to discern and filter out some of the free beer points that are, I mean, they're immensely entertaining to park on. But it's almost like we could every show just do it for free beer only. There is a moment that we featured in Who Are These Free Beers yesterday that I'm going to play for you right now. And all this is a supercut of what's known as Free Beers 9/11. On Tuesday of this past week, the poor guy just could not stop stumbling and bumbling and fumbling over the things he was saying. And it was an onslaught of these word scrambles and gaffes and made up words and errs and blah, blah, blah. And I featured it in a supercut fashion. Now, I already have a supercut of free beer doing this, and it goes for about a minute 30. Well, in a span of 10, 20 minutes, he did like 10 more. And this is how that sounded.
A 34-year-old man, Maine. Nope. Named Florida. Nope. 2:30 a.m. on set. Nope. He wanted to sing Linger from the Carry. From Nope. He did what anyone do it. Nope. Oh, that's no. Not what Dolores Riordan dried for. Nope. That one sense. Was on purpose. Nope. We'll explain next on Nope. April and Traveler. Nope. More than 20 years of successful. Nope.
Holy shit. What an onslaught of awesomeness. So I don't know. I'm anxious to see where the next week takes us. Greg's take is back. He says painful. Starman 314 is here. I found out just yesterday that Starman 314 comes from a radio background as well. So does Greg's take. Greg's take's with us. He signed up yesterday. Radio background for him. Did you say by chance, Greg's take, what city and state you're in? I'm always interested when new people come in. You know, we have generally a similar amount of people each show. Greg's in Nashville, Tennessee. Music City. How about that? Great town. Wonderful town. Best steak I ever had in my life was in Nashville, Tennessee at a restaurant that's, they have these in several towns, but it's called The Palm. And I don't know if it's still there anymore. This is the type of restaurant that you go to and it's super expensive. But I was there with Pooh Bear. We were like splurging, hanging out in Nashville. And my God. Incredible steak. All right. As we get going here, the basketball tournament is underway. And I didn't watch shit. I didn't watch anything. I don't care to watch anything. If there's anything worth watching, I'll watch it on a replay. I am not committed to watching any of it. I am committed to not watching it. First of all, I don't have any time to do anything. All right, so for sure, this weekend, I will watch none of it, the opening weekend. Because today takes me through a day of radio arts or podcasting, broadcasting, arts and crafts, and radio. I mean, I've already done two radio shows today. The Morning Insane Asylum on Q100, and then my voice tracking for iHeart's Big 101.3 here in Grand Rapids. But all of these stuff that I do off of the podcast has to be taken care of. I need to post the audio versions of Who Are These Freebeers in the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. But then I have a hockey game tonight to PA. And then tomorrow I have a noon basketball game and a nighttime hockey game. The crew at Van Andel Arena has to change over from basketball to hockey. That's a tall order. I'll do all that, and then Saturday or Sunday get up and go see my dad. Traveling across the state, more on that in a second. Starman says, what is 101.3's format nowadays? Well, that's Big 101.3, the fun hits you know. That's a clever way of saying playing the same songs over and over again. And they're all old. So essentially, this is like a classic hits station or an oldies station. You know, Motown, maybe some Harry Chapin, some Jim Croce. And then just to keep you honest, Aerosmith. They'll play Sweet Emotion, a lot of Elton John, and I think probably the artist we play most is Billy Joel. You'll get some Bob Seger in there. Yeah. Starman says, I started at that station when it was CUZ, and then I was there when it went to the Fox. Yeah, I was at the Fox, too, near the end of its time. After I got blown out of Cumulus, I was doing this podcast, and iHeart reached out to me and said, hey, how about you do weekends on 101.3? Well, actually, at the time, it was known as The Brew. They changed it from the Fox to The Brew. So there I am. I'm like, oh, it's my comeback. I'm coming back, man. Bob says 97.5, The Tariff, features Kid Rock triple shots every hour. I love that station, 97.5, The Tariff. It's great. So then I like, I'm voice tracking on this radio station, 101.3, The Brew. Now, every one of these studios has the capability to voice track. So in case you don't know, you like hit a button, you hear the last 5 seconds of a song, you talk, and then you hit the button and the next song starts. You can get 5 hours of broadcasting done in a very short amount of time. The problem with this is I'm not that good at pressing the right buttons to make that a reality at this particular time of broadcast. When I would go into these, it's like a new setup, and there's like a troubleshooting list. You got to like push this, that, and the other. So I'm going over it, and I think I'm right on the buttons that I have to push. So then I'll hit the button and I'll start doing my thing, and I have an uneasy feeling that there's something wrong. It was like spider sense, but I didn't listen to it, and then I would like flub a word, so I'd want to start it over, and then typically with me, I would like flub the word, and then I go, God damn it, and then I click it. Oh shit, fuck. Damn it. Shit. Fuck. Fucking shit. Fuck. I think you know where this is going. my phone rings, and it's the boss. This is by the way, a random time of the day when I was going into voice track this show. And I pick it up. "Hey, Dave, why are you swearing on the air?" That feeling. And then while I'm saying, "Yeah, Dave," even that's going out over the air. So going out over the air, they hear, "Shit, fuck, fuck, shit, fuck." "Yeah, Dave," they hear that. Or, "Hey, Dave." And then they hear, "I am?" And then he goes, "Turn off your mic." So then I turn off the mic. Oh, my God. Starman says, "That studio was great when the Grand Rapids Grand Prix was going on. But if you open the window, it was so GD loud." Yeah, I don't recall a Grand Rapids Grand Prix. That's going back. Amanda says, "Holy shit balls." Starman says, "You had a cackly moment." That, of course, the Dave Cackley, who just yesterday we talked about that. Dave Cackley, all of Grand Rapids that carry his traffic reports heard, "Holy shit balls." Oh, God, it was great. I posted about that. Dave weighed in, and he said, "You could have at least posted a picture where I didn't look like I'm 100 years old." Stevie says, "The Grand Rapids Grand Prix was a joke. Wasn't it only around 1 year?" That sounds like fun, though. Greg Steak says, "Give him a promotion to program director." All right. I love that there's radio people that are in here. A few. Thank you. 2 years they did the Grand Prix. It was something else. Modified Corvettes doing 140 over the Fulton Street Bridge. Yeah, that sounds cool. They should bring that shit back. That's what they're doing to this town. This is turning into like quite an arrangement here. They're building this amphitheater, and it looks terrific. Oh my God! Right along this the Grand River, which is was kind of underutilized through this downtown area, but somebody finally figured out that people like to congregate and be on water, you know, or near water, or looking at water. So what they did when they built the stupid city years ago was, instead of actually doing what is smart and putting restaurants and things to do along the river, like a river walk to some degree, they put like all of the city services buildings and the place where you put the road salt, and you like scoop it into the trucks, and all the city service vehicles are there, and the snow plows and shit like that. Amanda says they put the manufacturing buildings there. That's why it's called the Furniture City, dumbass. Well, you see, it's nice responses like that that are pretty much gonna guarantee that you will never be loved by a man. But that's beside the point. You're also wrong. The city put all of their municipal things there along the city, which was a huge mistake on their part. So there you go. Anyway, they ended up getting all that shit out of there, thank God, in order to build this amphitheater. So now it's like awesome. It's going to be awesome. Plus they're building a soccer stadium, which I will never go to unless if I'm working there. The only soccer I'm interested in is Michigan Rangers. That's the best soccer there is. If they were smart, they would put the Michigan Rangers in there. All right. So we are rolling now. With all of this happening, going to see my father on Sunday, I'm excited about that. And this is kind of turning into an adventure. It's going to be easy. It's going to be Madison, Jackie, Justin, Dog, going to see Dad, and maybe a bunch of other family members. So I have volunteered to make the food for this endeavor. And what I'm thinking about doing and going to see my 91-year-old father lately on my, you know, you look at Reels or TikTok when you go to bed. I have been watching all these people make amazing recipes. And there's one in particular that I have my mind, I'm leaning towards. And that is it's a bowl of mashed potatoes with fried chicken breasts cut into strips on top of it with cheese and bacon. Like a bowl, a chicken potato bowl. Maybe something you'd get at like Arby's. And this thing might set a record for satisfaction. And so I'm beginning the preparations for this meal now. And this is going to be a fantastic day with a lot going on. Drop the dogs off at doggy daycare, which I just found out this information. This is big. Years ago, this sweet lady named Lisa came walking up to me at Jennison High School. It was a school activity, and I forget why she was there. It might have been for, I might have been hosting something, and this adorable little redhead comes walking up to me, sassy as all get out, and she says, "Eric Zane." I go, "Hello." And she says, "I want to watch your dogs." I go, "You do, huh? Why?" She goes, "Because I live by you, and I do a great job at watching dogs, and you should come to my place, to my doggy daycare." I go, "All right. I think I will." So now that was like 20 years ago, and it's been awesome. She's the best. Free plug. Doggone spoiled dog care. Doggone is one word. LLC in Jennison, Michigan. Most of her clients, I have learned over time, want to kick my ass. Megan says, "Say it one more time, please." Doggone. D-O-G-G-O-N-E. Doggone, spoiled dog care. Does it out of her home in Jennison. Probably not far from where you're at, Megan. As time passed, when I was working with my pal Steve started taking his dogs there. And then I found out, as even more time passed, Steve's buddy, who has not yet told Steve about his criminal past, Kyle, also takes his dogs there. Then I found out, because our beloved friend Kelly Cheese was talking on the radio, she had a doggy DNA party, and she talked about the people she invited. And she said two names that I was like, "Oh." She said, "Yeah, the lady and her husband who watched my dogs and gave their names, they were there too." And I'm like, "Holy shit." So that means that there is a possibility that one day I may be dropping off my four dogs and this gaggle of people are going to be there. Or at least some of them. Holy shit. Patrick says, "I've heard of Kyle. Isn't he a pedo?" Megan says, "I don't want my dog hanging out with Kyle's dog." Well, I don't know how often those dogs go there. I guess it's possible that they could hang out. I don't think you should blame the dog, though, for any type of indiscretion that may have been on display over the years. God, by the way, can my face look any fatter? God damn it. And the thing is, I'm losing weight, but it's just not falling off of my face. I hate this. Molly's here with the first Eric Zane is a pedophile joke. Good morning. Was easy spraying the kids down at the pool again yesterday. It is definitely not warm enough for the pool. The cover is still on it. Shut up, woman. Anyway, I totally digressed again, and you'll find that I do that all the time. Cole says you didn't answer the pedo question, Zane. You just read it. Wait a minute. Before I get into this talk about the tournament, I should add that Starman has a father. His stepfather is a famous radio guy, but I'm not going to say who it is until he tells me to say it. I don't even know who Starman is. I just know that Starman's stepfather is a famous radio guy in Grand Rapids. And unless he tells me to, I'm not going to say who. And when I was communicating with him off of the podcast yesterday, I didn't even get his name. So I don't know his name. I just know that Starman grew up watching Stepdad do radio and was the biggest thing in this city until we showed up and beat his ass. Nice guy, from what I'm told. But he had no chance. Adam says, Rick Beckett. No. Starman says it will be interesting to see if anyone here knows me. Well, you should give us like your name on the air. That's what you should do, because I don't even know that. You were on the air in Grand Rapids, Michigan for a period of time. But Starman's father is Reese Rickard from Neil and Reese fame. It was Neil Dion and Reese Rickard. I say Rickard, not Rickards, right? That is Starman's stepfather with an S, Reese Rickards. When we showed up in Grand Rapids, I will never forget it. It took us about a year and a half to actually make any headway on the air in terms of ratings, but GRD was a dumpster fire because of Michael Gray. If Michael Gray is on the air, you have no ratings. He is the least qualified radio person that has ever radio personed. He's a disaster. He always has been. Every time Michael Gray was on the air and about to get fired, I had to go and clean up his mess. And that's what we did when we got hired onto GRD. When they gave us our bonuses, structure, they said, all right, if you get fourth place, you get this much money. If you get third place, you get this much money. And if you get second place, you get the most money you can make in your quarterly ratings performance bonuses. And we said, well, why is it up to two and not up to one? And they said, we're doing that for your benefit because you will never achieve number one, ever. Really? Why? What's going on? Well, that's Neil and Reese, and they have an 8 million share, and you will never defeat them on this radio station in this demographic, no matter what you say or what you do. Okay.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
So we then started doing our show, and eventually the ratings started to cook. And yeah, we absolutely overtook them. And we have that show time slot, Morning Drive on GRD, has been number one since probably the middle of 05 or 06. And that was because of what we built. Greg says, just 18 months to spank that ass. First, we beat Bob and Tom, who they had no business beating us in 18 to 34. But we kicked their ass. And then we just kept going up, 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 up. And then that was it. I don't know how the show now is able to maintain that, but they do. No matter what we say or do, they are still number one with a bullet. And I don't know how, because it's a huge pile of shit, and everybody knows that. Starman says he worked with Michael Gray at KOQ. Michael Gray now is on the air in Montana. He lives in like a Unabomber cabin. Amanda says, which one has passed? I don't know. I know Reese Rickards has not passed, because Starman, that is his stepfather. Is Neil Dion dead? Beckett's dead. Let's see. I don't think he's dead. I don't know how I could look it up. Profile for Neil Dion. Nah, I think he's still with us. I don't know for sure, because it says he took a job back in, I don't know, his Facebook post is not, his Facebook page doesn't really update. Fuck, I don't know. I never listened to him. I don't know. I know we just beat their ass, and then that's what happened. I wonder if Starman is aware. Beckett is dead. Patrick says Zane sent Michael Gray out to exile. Want to talk about radio assholes? Neil Dion rivaled Tony Gates. Wait, are you saying Neil Dion, or are you saying Beckett? I don't know. Shit. What the fuck? Starman says, I'm pretty sure Neil is still kicking too, and Neil, I guess, was an asshole. Chris K, is Scott Winter still on the air in Grand Rapids? I don't think so. I don't think so. They've all kind of filtered away. Molly says, I'm going to lurk for 20 minutes. Well, that's a damn good thing. We need to have you here. All right. Round one. We have one day of ESPN tournament bracket madness. As usual, I am doing awesome, and I hope to not watch any games. As you can see right here, I am in third place. I'm tied for third after one round. But out of all the people that are ahead of me, none of them have a max potential points of 1890 like I do. Several people are tied for third, though. In fact, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people are tied for third. Michigan barely beat some shitbox team last night. It doesn't matter who. UC, San Diego, or something like that. They barely got by this loser team. Michigan State plays tonight late. Who's in last? Trayson, Eagles, staff, super fan, are only has 90 points. Ben Glaze is a pile of shit. He only has 100 points. Chris Perry in Buffalo, this dumbass, he didn't turn his picks in. He's already wiped out somehow. My God. Okay. Productivity lost during the workday. Rick Beckett passed 16 years ago. I heard stories about that guy when he had the thirst, because my boss at the time would describe how he would be intoxicated while on the air, or he would come to the radio station after a long night of drinking and be sleeping, passed out in the lobby of the radio station, and then people are coming to work, like stepping over the guy. Yeah, he lived hard and fast. That's kind of a thing with radio people, too. Rachel Gray writes, if you were listening to traffic yesterday, you heard what was accidentally aired on 105.3 Hot FM. We will be playing it back edited this morning. We are still laughing, by the way. We all make mistakes occasionally at work, with some big, some small. Tell us your major screw-up at work. I need to feature the clip that Ben Glaze sent to me yesterday. Because Dave Cackley accidentally said shit balls on the air when he was doing the traffic. Which, that sounds fantastic. I'm going to feature that right now so you can hear the apology. I don't have the actual moment that he said shit balls and it went out over all the radio stations, but like they go to commercial break after. And this is how the multi-talented Rachel and Rob Sparks weighed in on it yesterday.
I wanted to take a moment and say, hey, we're really sorry about that. If you had anybody in the car that is obviously offended.
Yeah, it's not who we are. It's not what we do.
No, so. It is not what we do. Normally that would never.
When you say that's not who we are and that's not what we do, that's usually because somebody said Heil Hitler or, say no to gay people or something like that, or said the N-word. You don't say that's not who we are, that's not what we do, because somebody accidentally said shit balls. That is not a huge deal.
I wanted to take a moment and say, hey, we're really sorry about that. If you had anybody in the car that is obviously offended.
Yeah, it's not who we are. It's not what we do.
No, so. It is not what we do. Normally, that would never.
Yeah, I think that this response is worse than the accident that happened, because they're actually so aggressively, profusely begging for forgiveness. And there isn't one person who heard that is offended. And this is the problem with radio. One of the many problems that radio has. There is a disconnect between the broadcasters and the audience. It was written on the subreddit, these radio 1937 Puritan responses are so ridiculous.
I wanted to take a moment and say, hey, we're really sorry about that. If you had anybody in the car that is obviously offended.
Yeah, it's not who we are. It's not what we do.
No, so. It is not what we do. Normally, that would never happen on this show. And thank you to Morgan, Valerie, Gina, and Matt, who are all texting in that they.
that is Ben Glaze's sweet better half.
You have tears in their eyes right now. Let's just say
The audience is laughing.
I have poop in my pants.
That's exactly where I was about to go with that.
Because let me be clear. When that aired, I thought I was going to die. And I didn't get the dumb button fast enough because I didn't even hear it. Rob and I were in here yakking. So what I will say is, oh my God, I am so, so sorry.
Dear God.
Please forgive us, and we're going to give you a chance to win something with the hot seat coming up. And I wanted to take.
Part of me wants to. No, I don't want to do it because we're still on the air. Call one of the other shows. I want to talk to somebody about that. I want to talk to Cackley about this. Is what I want. I need to hear from the guy who did it. Because if that were me, if I'm on the air. I'm going to get Dave on the air and throw him under the bus. You know? All right. I'm going to try to get Michelle on here because sweet Megan is encouraging me to do just that. I don't know if she'll pick up. Aram says, was that Michelle? No, that was Rachel. Rachel Gray.
Hi, you've reached Michelle McCormick.
That's not working. Let's see if I can get Greg Henson on. Part of the same radio cluster that I used to work for. Chris says, you can't say poop on the air. Corey says, they say that. They think saying shit balls is the same level of crime as genocide confirmed. Genocide, idiot. Okay, that's two people that are ignoring me. Let's try to get Travis on. And again, this is the most interesting thing that's happened to radio.
Hello, sir.
Nobody wants to talk to me on my podcast.
What's that?
I said nobody wants to talk to me on my podcast.
Oh, no?
Yeah, you're on. You're on right now.
I'm on right as we speak?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What do you need to know?
I called Michelle. I called Greg. They ignored me. Everyone ignores me because I'm such a loser.
Greg never answers his phone, and Michelle's doing something with her 90-year-old parents today.
Travis Gibbs is the man behind the machine at LAV. And he is on the radio morning drive with Michelle and Greg with Travis. Did you actually hear the bad words said on the air yesterday?
I heard of it. I didn't hear it on our station per se. I heard that it happened.
Okay.
And then, you know, when something like that happens, it's like code red, like break the glass, pull the lever, everybody figure out what's happening.
Right. Thank God that Lori wasn't there. You don't have to comment on this, but she would have made everybody throw themselves on the sword for that deal.
You know, I'm not going to comment, but you're not right, but you're not wrong.
I will say this. It was interesting listening to your sweet coworker Rachel, and then and sweet Rob too. They were like, oh my God! They had this huge apology on the air. Did you guys have to apologize?
No, because I don't think it even aired on our station. We caught it before it actually happened on our station.
I was under the impression that because he's at Cackley's on iHeart as well.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, no.
So I texted the boss over at iHeart. I go, hey, did Cackley say shit balls on the air? And no one got back to me. No one even acknowledges me anymore. I'm such a loser.
You're not a loser. You're one of the the staples in the community.
Oh, come on. All right. Hey, you want hockey tickets for tonight?
So I'm actually bartending tonight at my Polish hall. So you think you're a loser?
No. Hey, that's been a thing that you do all the time.
Yeah. Listen, man, I like to think I'm one of the voices for the Polish community. So,
hey, man, I love that you take pride in your heritage. Is this at? Are you at which hall? Is it Kosciuszko?
No, I'm a member at that one, but I'm bartending tonight at the Polish Falcons over on the west side of
the
Grand
Falcons,
Rapids.
Of course. All right.
Oh yeah, you know, lots of basketball on tonight there.
Who do you have winning this whole thing, Travis Gibbs?
You're going to hate this opinion if you're following along with basketball. It's Duke. I mean, everybody's picking Duke. I think Duke's by far and away the best team. They have by far and away the best player. My national championship game is Duke and Michigan State, and Duke is winning.
I picked Duke as well.
Man, that kid that they have, Cooper Flagg, he's really good. That team's really good. They just blow the doors off of everybody, it seems like, when they're healthy. And they're finally getting healthy again. So,
have you been following the story about the team McNeese State?
Oh, the basketball manager that wears like the speaker around his chest when they come out to play.
Right. Yes, I do. He's like the biggest thing going. They upset Clemson yesterday.
To go from what he was before he was the basketball manager at McNeese State to what he is now, I've never seen anybody have that type of ascension.
Right. I mean, he was just a guy who would get the rebounds and pick up the sweatpants.
Listen, before he got to McNeese State, he was playing Fortnite in his bedroom.
Okay. So he's really embracing this whole thing too. I love that.
Listen, I hate to be the guy that assumes things, but he looks like that type. He looks like the type that has Mountain Dew bottles maybe with his urine in his bedroom because
yeah.
He's too busy to get up and go to the bathroom, and he plays a lot of video games.
I know it, and I think that the players acting like they like him is hilarious. They don't want to hang out with that booger eater.
Right. I know one of them was wearing socks with his picture, with like his face all over.
Well, yeah, the cheerleaders were doing that.
Oh, boy.
Which I wonder if they're going to give him a sniff. Yeah, I wonder if he's going to be able to chow down.
Yeah, no, not in a million years.
All right, yeah. Okay, hey, Travis, you're the best. We should do this more often.
Zane, you know you're one of my favorite people in this in the business. You're still in the business. Actually, you're ahead of a lot of people in the business.
Oh. whatever. Whatever it takes. I just do whatever they tell me to do.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Okay, see ya. There you go. Travis Gibbs. A little bit more on the Shitballs radio incident. Greg's take says, has radio ownership and upper management been infiltrated by people afraid to offend anyone on the planet? Absolutely. These are HR companies with microphones. That's what they are. Which, by the way, Cumulus, which is the second largest radio company in America, they just shut off the power to several radio stations near here. Where I am in Grand Rapids is a middle radio market. There's a small radio market, Muskegon market as well, not far from here. So there's all these stations that they have in there, what's known as a cluster. So not profitable that they shut them off. I talked about this earlier this week. They turned the power off. They shut all the lights. Everybody walked out. There's no more broadcasting on that cluster. And the idea here that some people are thinking is that they will go ahead and sell the properties. And this is the theory is that this is going to happen more and more. If you could look into a crystal ball, you would see radio companies with investors that are like, we need money. You need to pay us. They're going to start selling off the properties to pay these people. It's almost like a legal Ponzi scheme at this point. So then they'll sell the radio stations at a deep discount because they just got to get money for them. And what they're getting is tower sites, actual towers, call letters, what do you call it? Intellectual properties, the equipment, everything that goes with it, including the electric bill. And some are suggesting that that is a way for like local ownership groups to start over. However, most feel that it's too far gone. Alternative methods of broadcasting, like online, is so much more cost effective. The fact that any moron with a meager amount of equipment could do a broadcast like this nonsense is so much more accessible, easier to do, and less fucking headaches. And so I don't know if that's even going to work. And, you know, young people are so infatuated with consuming things via their mobile device. I mean, that most, it isn't just young people. It's just people now. Hell, I'm starting to feel like what I do here on Twitch is going the way of the dodo. But I don't know if I want to dive into having to adapt again. Greg's take says, remember the mystique that radio had? On-air talent was celebrity. The internet is amazing for this biz. Well, it's amazing for the people that do radio. Not so much for the biz. It's killed the biz. Jeremy says, podcasts are worldwide. Radio stations are in a 50-mile radius. Why would anyone listen to a radio show for an hour when they can't listen anymore you can't listen anymore? Exactly. And the ads. The fact that in 60 minutes of an hour, 30 of it is broadcast, is actual content. The other 30 minutes, it's all broadcast. The other 30 minutes are ads. What the fuck? Perfect opportunity for me to do some ads. Corey writes, you could go to Rumble so you can say the N-word. Yeah, no, I'm not really interested in saying the N-word. Thank you, though. I appreciate you looking out for me. Honestly, I am going to do some ads because I've been selling ads for this show since I started it almost 6.5 years ago. If you are in West Michigan, I'm encouraging you to get your hair cut at King's Room Barbershop. For more than 50 years, they've been cutting dudes and chicks who like short hair their hair. Dudes' hair and chicks who like short hairs. At King's Room Barbershop. There's three locations. Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in Wyoming. Wyoming, Michigan. For those of you who don't know, there's a Wyoming, Michigan. It's part of Grand Rapids. Anyway, kingsroom.net is their website. Go there for exact locations, hours of operation, and schedules. Because you're going to take a shine to the person who cuts your hair. And sometimes they travel to one or the other or the third location. You want to make sure you're at the right one. Andy cuts my hair. He is one half of the power couple, Andy and Colleen, that bring you King's Room Barbershop. Please mention my name when you go to King's Room Barbershop. I appreciate that. The car repair facility of choice is Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. I'm not lying. Sometimes people take their cars to the dealership to get repaired. There could come a point where their knowledge is exhausted as to how to service the vehicle. It happens. when that happens, Irvine's gets a phone call from so-and-so Chevy, so-and-so Ford. We have a problem. Can you fix this? Yes, bring it in. They do that type of work. So knowing that, you should just take it to Irvine's. ervines.com. That's ervines.com. You can call 616-532-6600, and they will help you. Folks, when it comes to tree care, we trust Kuiper Tree Care here at the household. Here on the grounds for tree removal, stump grinding, tree trimming or pruning, tree risk assessment, in case the tree's sick or something like that, or you're wondering what the future holds for the tree, they can tell you because they have three certified arborists that are there. And they'll also do storm cleanup in case the shit hits a fan. K-U-I-P-E-R. K-U-I-P-E-R. KuiperTreeCare.com. You can also call or text to get an estimate. 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. Please mention me. You should mention me whenever you call upon my sponsors. And thanks to Kuiper Tree Care, they just upgraded their marketing and signed on for another quarter with the show. Thank you, Ben, and everybody from Kuiper Tree Care. One more before I get back to your comments on the chat. Frank Fuss is the nationwide insurance agent slash broker for the show. Now, if you need health care, but your boss doesn't offer it, or you're unemployed, or you're self-employed, you still need health care. You get it from healthcare.gov or Obamacare. So you can go to healthcare.gov and sit down and fill out the form if you want. That's one way of doing it. It takes forever. You're probably going to screw something up because there's a lot that can go wrong. How about Frank checks all the boxes for you in one short phone call, and he doesn't cost you a dime. His services are free. Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance, who is found at buyinsurancehere.com, buyinsurancehere.com. Go there, fill out the form. There's a spot there where you can write down that you heard about him on my show. It's a drop-down menu. It says, where'd you hear about me? And it says, EZ Show. Click on that. And then Frank will get back a hold of you, and you can begin that process. He's also an expert on Medicare, Social Security planning, and life insurance. Buyinsurancehere.com. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Like your must-watch list, our network is all over the place. Because T-Mobile helps keep you connected. From big cities to your hometown on America's largest 5G network. Switch now, keep your phone, and T-Mobile will pay it off up to $800 per line via prepaid card. Visit your local T-Mobile location or learn more at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch. Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service port in 90 plus days. Device ineligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.